After living for years with hepatitis C, 56-year-old retired pediatric nurse Marcy Quarles was diagnosed with liver cancer in 2013. And in March of this year, she was placed on the waiting list for a transplant.
I sit here and I try to think positive about everything, and I carry my phone with me constantly because I just know that I'm going to get that call any minute, and that's what I wait for.
Quarles is currently staying in a bed at the University of Kansas Hospital, anticipating the day she gets a new liver.
I just feel like I'm just going to be healthy and happy, and I'm going to be able to live out the rest of my life, and I just envision really good things to happen.
But change is coming to the way donated livers are allocated in the U.S., and KU doctor and medical director of transplantation Richard Gilroy says that's not good news for those on waiting lists in Kansas and Missouri.
Bottom line, people from our local region will have longer wait times.
In a KU operating room, Dr. Timothy Schmidt removes a patient's liver to make way for a donated one. Dr. Sean Coomer reaches in with a tiny vacuum to clear away blood. Yes, they're listening to Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. KU doctors performed 114 liver transplants last year, more than at many of the country's biggest hospitals. KU credits Dr. Schmidt and his team with the program's success, but according to Rob Linderer of the Midwest Transplant Network, a lot of the credit also goes to the generosity of local organ donors.
We see it with organ and tissue donations that the Midwest, and particularly our area, people want to help other people, and they want to do it even after their death.
The Midwest Transplant Network handles organ donation for Kansas and the western half of Missouri. In addition to high donation rates, the area also has a high rate of accidental deaths and a streamlined system of organ recovery. These factors contribute to not just KU, but the entire area having some of the shortest waiting lists for livers in the country, especially compared to where Tom Moen works.
We have a very, very high rate of liver disease due to the prevalence of hepatitis B and C on the Pacific Rim. And there's a higher predominance of liver failure among Hispanic populations than the general white population for more genetic reasons.
Moen heads One Legacy, which coordinates organ transplants for Los Angeles. Residents of the area also have longer than average lifespans, which means when donors die, their organs might not be viable for transplant. Add to that a younger population, which tends to donate at a lower rate, and you've got one of the longest waiting lists in the country. Moen says L.A. patients wait 12 to 18 months longer than those in the Midwest. In L.A., patients typically must get a lot sicker than patients in Kansas City before they can get a transplant. Last year, 129 died waiting. For the past several years, the United Network for Organ Sharing, which coordinates transplants nationally, has been studying ways to overcome liver transplant disparities by changing the way donated livers are allocated, shifting some organs away from healthier patients and toward sicker ones. Yale University Dr. David Mulligan chairs the group's Liver and Intestinal Transplantation Committee.
Patients can wait a little longer, and they will be fine, and they're going to have excellent outcomes, and so will the people that have been dying with a chance of getting one who may be in areas that have less robust access to these organs.
Today, most livers donated in this area are used locally, with about 40% going to other nearby parts of the Midwest and a few outside the region. The United Network for Organ Sharing is considering a change from this mostly local allocation strategy to a more regional or even national approach. Under some of the plans being studied, organs donated in Kansas City would be sent much more often to places as far away as Phoenix, Minneapolis, or Salt Lake City, depending on where the need is most urgent. KU's Dr. Gilroy thinks that's a mistake, in part for what it might mean for programs like Medicaid.
The cost to the state of Kansas and the state of Missouri will increase because they're going to be managing more people sicker longer.
What we save from a national sense and from the patients across the country is significant.
Mulligan argues the greatest financial cost of the waiting lists comes from managing patients who are the sickest. Modeling shows that changing the allocation approach would prevent patients in places like LA from reaching the most severe levels of illness.
We can save over $150 million in healthcare cost by reducing these super sick patients from having to go through that level of illness in the hopes that they can get a life-saving transplant.
The Transplantation Committee's modeling also shows that even though prioritizing sicker patients would result in many healthier patients getting sicker than they do now, it could also save nearly 600 lives nationally over 5 years. But KU's Dr. Schmidt, who's also the hospital's director of transplantation, isn't convinced.
We need to be careful because we might just create a system that just changes where you die versus how many transplants are done.
Schmidt believes the key to solving the disparity is increasing organ donation rates, and in the case of severely sick patients, transporting them to places like Kansas City to take advantage of the shorter waiting times. Like everyone in transplantation, Mulligan agrees about the need for more donors, but he thinks the possibilities of transporting patients are limited. He says fixing the nation's liver disparities will ultimately need a more collaborative approach.
I'm telling them, come on board and let's figure out a way. Let's find a way to work together to save more lives. Because in the end, we're all healthcare providers. We are all passionate about taking the best care we can of our patients.
The United Network for Organ Sharing is hosting a public forum on liver allocation in Chicago in September. The soonest a decision about the new strategy for transplantation would be made is spring of next year. Alex Smith, KCUR News.